It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues. And me, Jet Lacy, we are having a great time. I can't believe how fast the first hour went by with my friend Brooke Kelly. We are just talking about all kinds of different things. We're really talking about activism. And John Stadmiller, the owner of RBN, Carrie, the board operator, said that John called in and asked a question about how you feel about your position on illegal aliens, and should they be granted any form of amnesty?
I do believe that because I'm a human rights activist. I'm first and foremost, you know, I'm not here fighting for white people. Like, I'm here fighting for every person. You know, it's the soul inside. And I try to put myself in their situation. And how would I feel if, yes, I knew there was laws in the other country that said that I couldn't go there, but I knew that all my friends had been able to get in, fly under the radar. And so we all, you know, went and were there. And all of a sudden, one day, they decided to enforce this law, which is not even an ethical law to begin with, in my opinion. I wouldn't like it. Businesses are torn apart. Families are torn apart. And I think that's what's wrong with America. We're not putting ourselves in the other person's shoes a lot of times. We're just making decisions like, what works for me today? We need to look for the good of all. And if you have to have some law that prohibits them from coming in the country from here on out, okay, that would be a compromise maybe. I don't like that, but I'll stand up and be an American and say, you know, this is what we want right now. But don't harm these people, you know, just change it up all of a sudden. It's just that's not cool.
Yeah, and I would agree. What's the difference between, see, these are words, these are that it really kind of put a burr under my shoe or under my foot, that, like, what is the difference with you between human rights, civil rights, and individual liberties?
I mean, I believe it to all be the same thing. When we talk about civil liberties, you're talking, you know, of course we associate that with African Americans, but it's about the rights of every individual, not having to do with the color of your skin.
But civil liberties implies that it is granted by the government, okay? It's the same rights that's in the Bill of Rights, but the reason the Bill of Rights was created was because that these rights are unalienable.
They're God-given.
Yeah, and they're unalienable, which means it doesn't matter if they're Al-Qaeda or Ted Kaczynski or whoever. These are rights that are not to be granted or taken away by governments. So the problem I have with that terminology of human rights and of civil rights is that it takes away from the real meaning of it, that it's individual liberty.
Well, I think that human rights implies that it is God-given. Maybe not so much civil liberties, because they were begging the government for permission, mm-hmm. you know, to have their rights. But human rights, I mean, that's something that no government can give. I do have to disagree and say that maybe it is okay for the government to take away some of those rights only if the person has crossed the line into being a criminal and needs to be stopped so they don't harm the rights of other people. But, I mean, they are grossly taking advantage of that privilege that they have.
But an example of the civil rights would be like due process, and I do get that. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we'll be right back in just a minute. We'll see you in a minute.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, if you're hoping for Ernest Hancock and you just joined us, you are sorely disappointed. My name is Jet Lacy, and this is The Revolution Continues with Jet Lacy. And we co-opt the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock every Friday. And Ernest is actually on, he's doing his thing. It's this weekend where we find out whether he is the chairman of the National Libertarian Party or not. Maybe I'll get a call from somebody. I'm not sure if I will or not today. But if not, I'm going to be with you Monday again. And we'll talk about it one way or another. We'll know by then. But we have Carol in Idaho. Is this the Carol I think it is?
I'm a Carol.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jet. I tuned in a little late, so I apologize for what I may have missed. But your guest is Brooke?
Yes, Brooke Kelly. This is the Carol I was thinking it was.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I was just wondering, where does Brooke live? Brooke, how close to the Arizona-Mexican border do you live?
Well, right now I'm staying with Jet here, but I live on the road, so I'm
okay.
National.
So have you ever gone down to the areas of the border crossing? Have you ever heard about the invasions that some of the ranchers down near the border suffer? There have been rancher deaths. Have you ever looked at the horrific scenes of the garbage that is collecting down in those desert canyons?
Look, there's no doubt in my mind that these people are doing things that we don't agree with. You know, people are going to say that they're coming and taking our jobs, or they're making trash or problems for our people and stuff. But so are white people. You know, I lost a job to a white guy once, but I don't think we should kick him out of the country.
All I mean to say is that we need to look at the whole picture.
Definitely.
A nation does have, I know this isn't a perfect world. If it were a perfect world, if we were living the spirit that Jesus Christ espoused when he was on the earth and has espoused ever since, we wouldn't even need borders of any kind because everyone would live in a godly way. But since we don't, then I think righteous laws are necessary, and that includes national borders for now. Because I think you need to take a serious look at how the American people that live in that area are suffering. Their lives are being destroyed, their properties robbed, look at the drive-by shootings, how the drive-by shootings in cities like Tucson and Phoenix have skyrocketed in the last 15, 20 years since the invasion has taken place.
Can I ask you a question, Carol?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So what if they were able to walk in through the regular border at the checkpoint or whatever, even if the borders were secure, if they were just able to walk in and they did away with the war on drugs, they wouldn't be criminals anymore? And I don't think they would have to resort to shooting anybody else. If you took the money away from which is the incentive for the drug dealers, then I don't think that there would be those types of problems any longer.
I know that the drug problem is what it is because authorities want it to be what it is. I know that. Sanctioned by the highest levels of governments in probably every nation, and that includes the United States government. But that still doesn't do away with the suffering of individual families. And so what I'm saying is we need to stand for protection of each other's rights first. And if there are people flooding in and they are doing unconscionable wrongs against the residents there, then we need to say that that is wrong. Then if we demand that our borders be secured, then people can come through processes like at Ellis Island, We didn't have this kind of thing back in 1890 or 1920. We didn't have that because people came through, for the most part, in an orderly way. And so that's all I would say.
What I want to know is, why are we so quick to ask the government to bail us out, fix our problems, fix this, here, do this for us, protect us? You know, I don't trust these people.
That would not be my way. I've been in this fight for 30 years, and I would like for us to live just be left alone, but that's not the situation.
But that's what you just said. You say, leave us alone. Oh, come help us. Protect us now. We need
you. What I meant was, constitutionally, there are certain powers given to the federal government, very few, but one of them is to guard the borders of this nation, and they are not doing that.
Right, so fire them. I'd say they're fired. You lose.
Yeah. I think I made my point.
I always love talking to you, Carol. Did you hear me talking about our conversation we had on the air last week?
Yes, Jet, I appreciated that. And you know what? I have neither your email nor your phone number, so you'll have to write me at casher@cyberquest.com sometime and give me an email.
I would love to. It's actually jet@freedomsphoenix.com.
Oh,
if you ever want to email me, that's anybody can email me.
Very good, very good. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Carol, so much.
Bless you both. Bye.
We got the owner of the network on the line with us. John Stadmiller wants to chime in on this. How you doing, John? What's going on?
How you doing, Jet?
Good. How are you, brother?
Oh, hanging in there,
we
man.
We have a mutual, we have a friend, Brooke Kelly, on the show with us today. She's a really good friend of a mutual friend of ours, Catherine Bleich and John Bush. So, she just happened to be rolling through town. I figured I'd throw her on the air and see what's up.
Well, what's the major mechanical function there? Blew an engine? What?
Engine, yeah, it's done for.
Mm. Yeah, she was in Flagstaff, and the car just died.
Well, you kind of hit Phoenix at about the right time. Well, kind of, sort of. It's starting to get hot as hell out there.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. Hey, Brooke, I've been sitting here the entire program listening to you, and I heard that you were with Gary Franchi and with other folks out there, activism. You mentioned Jason Burmes. On this, the one thing that I heard that really cranked my head around was your stance on the illegal aliens, and it's been softened. It's been called illegal immigration. And do you know what's going on with this? Do you know who's behind this and what this is all about?
I feel like I have the overall picture. I don't know what you're referring to in particular, but I mean, I love everybody. And this is my house, too. And I say that they're invited. I want them to come over. I think they enhance this country.
Well, yeah, but should they be doing it legally?
If that's what we all have to agree on, then yeah, I can agree to that, that they should, but then you see like the paperwork and the holes that they have to jump through, and they got to bark like a chicken.
There's a reason for that, Brooke.
Because they weren't born here?
That's what immigration is. When people immigrate to a country, they come to that country to abide by their laws, to assimilate into their culture. But that's not what these fine folks have. And on my program, Brooke, I want you to understand where I'm coming from. I fully understand why the Mexican people want to come to the United States. Mexico is a hellhole. But Mexico is not our problem. That's the Mexican people's problems. We have enough problems here in this country ourselves. And by these people flooding into this country, and at one point in time, the estimates were as high as 40 million. And I chose the lesser of the figures, say it was 30-some million. Well, there's about 20, 22 million left in the country. And the reason why they have left and gone back home is because the jobs are starting to dry up here. And I do not, and do not get me wrong, Brooke, under any circumstances am I ever against anybody trying to better their life situation. I'm all for that. That's what we're trying to do here. But with this flood of illegals coming into this country, and I'm all for diversity too, man. Don't get me wrong. I love diversity. I love the fact that I can go to foreign countries and see their culture. I can see how they worship. I can see how they work. I can see how they live. I can see how they use their playtime. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for diverse nations. But that wasn't the idea about these Mexicans coming into this country. Why do you think that there were radio stations, thousands of them across the country, that popped up with playing nothing but Mexican programming in a foreign language. Or you call up to your local phone company to ask a question about a bill. Do you want this in English, or do you want it in Mexican, Spanish? This is a multicultural move.
Right.
People were not interested in coming here and assimilating into this culture, into this country, obeying its laws, and they demonstrated that by breaking a Mac Daddy of one coming into the country illegally.
But who are we? Who are we to make that law, though? I mean,
who are we to make that law?
As Americans, I mean, they used to own this land. This land was stolen from them.
You need to do your homework on that one as well.
I researched this, sir.
Obviously you didn't. Obviously you didn't, because who were the Spaniards? Who were the Europeans that came down to Mexico? These are not Indians coming across the border. These are Spanish.
That's true. Well, they're mixed, yeah. Do you want to stay over to the next segment?
Sure, I certainly do. Thank you, Jet. Appreciate
you bet, brother. Thanks for you're always welcome. It's your network, and but I always love talking to you, John. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence and with Ernest Hancock and The Revolution Continues, and me, Jet Lacy, we're going to talk to John Stadmiller again, then we're going to go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Hold on. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. My goodness, we're having a crazy show today. I love this. And I'm going to get John and Brooke back at it here in just a second. But I just want to chime in on this real quick. And this was something that on Saturday night at the Freedom's Phoenix studio, they have a movie night every other Saturday. And this week, they were talking about, you know, afterwards, I just stopped in and we were talking about the immigration issue. And this is exactly, if you want me to sum it up in one sentence about how I feel about the situation, is if you're mad at the little guy, you got it all wrong. If you're mad at another individual, you got it all wrong, because that's exactly what the New World Order wants, is to be divided among individuals trying to make a living. But John, please go ahead and talk to Brooke again.
And what better way for the NWO crowd to conquer America than to conquer a divided nation? That's why the immigration laws, one of the main reasons the immigration was set up the way it was, that you assimilate into this country, you don't come in by the millions and by the droves, that you come in. And we're all immigrants. And unless your guest there is an American Indian, guess what? Somewhere down her family line, her parents came from another country just as mine did.
Right.
My parents' parents came from Sicily. So I understand what immigration is, but I also understand how important it is to protect this culture in this country. And I'll reiterate again, Brooke, that I'm not a mean guy. As a matter of fact, during this last break, there was an injured bird in my backyard, and I boxed him up, and thankfully I was able to do that within the break. We're a compassionate people in this country. We're a good people. But when we're given this choice of choosing and making choices that nobody wants to make, it's the old Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem, then it's demonstrated how bad it is, MS-13 gangs, murders in all of our major cities, half the populations in the federal prisons full of illegals, billions of dollars breaking state budgets, giving them health care that taxpayers are paying. I mean, this isn't right. It isn't right. And I don't believe in civil rights. That was a creation of the federal government through the Civil Rights Act. Am I prejudiced against black people? Hell no, I'm not. I interviewed one guy yesterday as a black lawyer. He and I were discussing black racial problems in this country. Adult dialogue is important. And I'm not afraid to talk to anybody on any given subject, but I got to tell you, Brooke, when you gave me that stance on the illegal immigrants or illegal aliens are in this country, I'm sorry, Jed, I just had to throw my two cents in. By the way,
that's okay.
The past talk show host on this network are calling into the network going, give her hell, John. Well, I don't want to give her hell. I don't want to give her hell. I just want to give her the salient points here that the majority of Americans, even Mexicans that have been in this country for multi-generations, they're against the illegals coming into the border as well. So
Some
That's
of them.
My 2 cents, Brooke.
I do you understand, John, that I totally understand where you're coming from myself. However, I think that we could legislate the problem away. If they really wanted to fix it, they could eliminate the welfare state, which I'm for all the way, but at the very least, if you want to legislate the welfare away from this groups of people that aren't citizens, they wouldn't come here.
Well, and that's true, but they shouldn't be here in the first place. I mean, my God in heaven, we're talking about Al-Qaeda hiding under people's beds, even out in Hollyweird, but yet we have the southern borders that have remained open, and they got the word, by the way, back in 1992 when they passed NAFTA. That was cooked up in the regime back then, but ever since then, they have had the green light, and in Mexico, they'll tell them, hey, go to the United States. They're ignoring the laws. We have no border security whatsoever. And if you think just people are coming across this border just to get a job and assimilate into America and love it, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong.
Yeah, we're just talking about percentages, though. The large percentage do. And they take incredible risk doing it for the same American dream that we're looking for. And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, brother. Yeah.
That we're losing. And excuse me while we get our own house in order. Brooke, there was a friend of mine who used to work for the Agriculture Department, and he was high up in that Agriculture Department in the United States government. Years ago, he went to his Congress critters and his senators and said, look, we know that Mexico is in bad need of a lot of help. Why don't we do this as a country? Pledge to Mexico that we'll buy every drop of oil that they can pump out of their ground. Notice I didn't say the Gulf, but out of their ground. We'll take all of their oil with a proviso in the contract that they scoop off 20% right off the top before it gets corrupted and filtered down through whomever, that you take 20% of that money and you build your infrastructure. You build your dams or your roads or your water treatment plants, roads, highways, whatever. You build your infrastructure. You give the people in your country a fair shot. And I guarantee you, if that would have been done, and by the way, he was rejected, the higher up the food chain he got, no, they had an agenda. If you think this is just an accident that these people just happened to meander into this country over the last 15, 17 years, no. It was part of NAFTA. It was part of GATT. It was part of
SPP.
The
SPP. That's right, yes.
And these people are basically, without sanction, supposedly, from the federal government, they're given a green light to come here. Well, excuse me, I've been involved in this for 10 years or more. And I've seen the damage that's been done. So, Brooke, I ain't buying it, dear. Good try, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Jay. I appreciate you calling in, brother. We'll go to Joe and Mike when we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We're rumbling here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy, and that is the very cornerstone of a free society is the ability of the citizens to agree, to disagree, and to be able to state their beliefs openly without fear of reprisal. And I do thank John for taking the time to, you know, out of his busy schedule to take the time to call in. That means a lot to me. So, but I wanted to give Brooke an opportunity to, you know, say her piece as well. And then we will go to Joe and Mike. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for hanging on. So please go ahead and then we'll go to the other callers.
Well, first off, he mentioned that, you know, they're clogging up our jail systems, that, you know, there's a lot of them being incarcerated, but they're a target by white people, by the cops. You know, they are specifically going and looking for these people to make mistakes so that they can take them to jail. So I don't think that makes them any less of a person. In fact, I think it makes them more of freedom fighters, you know, that they come to this country and are doing their own thing. But as far as my research goes, and maybe every person should look this up for themselves and see, but America did steal this land from Mexico and before prior to that, you know, it was also this land was also stolen from the Indians. But regardless of who we took it from, we're all living here now, and the borders are unclear still with the laws. And I just think that we should make the best of it and live in harmony. I believe in personal responsibility. If you feel like you're under attack by Mexicans, what have you done to other people to make them feel like they were under attack? What can you do to make your ethics better so that you're not then, you know, a target for things to come in and happen to you? But, you know, this is Declare Your Independence, and I'm Brooke Kelly, and I am declaring their independence. I'm saying they can stay, and I'm leaving it at that.
Hey, just real quick before we go to the callers, where did I bring you just yesterday? We went down to Alice Cooperstown to have a drink and have a little bit of dinner yesterday afternoon. And then I was like, hey, you want to check out something a little bit weird and a little bit different? And so it's not the typical thing that you would bring a guest to.
It's so weird.
But tell them a little bit, Brooke, about what you thought.
I mean, I travel around the country. I've had people bring me out to dinner. Let's go to the movies. You know, let's go see this hot spot in the city. Jet takes me to the grocery store, the Ranch Market, which is the Mexican grocery store. And there were some interesting things for dinner there.
But it was really festive, and there was a lot of food and a lot of different kinds of food. Yeah, and like, you can go get, they got groceries right there, and they have, but they, you know, you go to the fish thing, and they got whole octopuses you can buy and stuff like that. It's, I don't know, I just think, I really do believe that the Mexican people, and I understand what John was saying about laws and things like that and protecting our own as Americans. I totally get that. I just don't want to be used by the supranational government that is the New World Order. And any time that you're mad at another regular Joe bag of donuts or a Juan bag of donuts, you got it all wrong, because that's what they want, is the division. It is the Hegelian dialectic that John was talking about. It is divide and conquer. If we're mad at another individual that's just trying to live their life, we are the ones that are being duped. And I believe that from the bottom of my heart.
It is divide and conquer, and we need to conquer. Divide and conquer. Yeah. We need to overcome that and say, this is not about my brother or my sister next to me. This is a much bigger picture. There's someone else pulling the strings here.
Hey, Joe, I know you've been waiting a long time. You there with me, brother? I'm sorry to keep you. Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you, brother. You're a good friend of the show, and I try like hell not to keep you waiting, brother. But what's on your mind?
When the boss calls, you know, everybody else waits. Right?
I don't have a boss, but he's the boss of this network, that's for sure.
I wasn't going to talk about the immigration thing, but, you know, I was just basically going to talk about how, you know, the main, you know, it's not the people running this country are puppets, you know, and we've got to know who the puppet masters are, and the main puppet masters are the House of Rothschild. I've said this a few times, calling your show.
I know. I'm with you.
Know your enemy.
And, you know, they basically print money out of thin air and, quote, lend it to us and make us pay it back with interest. And the debt's just been getting higher and higher, as it only can get higher. And, you know, they're the one, I mean, every single group, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, the Illuminati, whatever, Bohemian Grove, they're all fronts for them to help them increase their power base.
Indeed, if you look at just yesterday, article came out, I think it was in the Telegraph UK, and Rothschilds came out and said, well, I think that to pay off the debt, the government should sell the roadways to private companies, which is exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Because they'll buy it at a fire sale price. That is what their whole objective was to begin with.
Yeah, and these companies, though, it's, you know, I'm all in favor of true privatization, which is free market competition. But that this isn't free market. This is the kind of privatization that happened in Russia right after the collapse of communism, when the people who were running the country went and sold everything for a fraction of what it would actually, the market value would be, to their friends and relatives.
Exactly. That's
then,
the whole
who
point.
Then assumed their own monopolies and did, in some cases, worse than what the communists did.
You are so right, Joe. You hit the nail on the head.
But as far as the immigration issue, you know, one way of looking at it, you know, and they, you know, people love calling white people racist, but let's take a look at, I'm just let's take a country like Japan. Japan has their own culture, their own country. The people, I think, are for the most part are great, you know, and all this. And imagine that a whole bunch of Westerners suddenly wanted to move to Japan. Mm-hmm. Now, you or I could move to Japan tomorrow if we wanted to, because there's not a whole lot of, you know, Westerners moving there. But let's just say all of us, for whatever reason, maybe it's their natural resources or something, a whole bunch of Westerners, Americans, European types, want to move to Japan. The Japanese people would, and rightfully so, say, wait a minute. We have a country here. We have a culture. We have nothing against you Westerners, but you're not going to come in here in droves and take over our country and change our culture. So they would guard their borders, and rightfully so. And that's the way I feel about guarding our borders. You know, there are people of all different races and everything in this country, and they've done great. You know, Indians, Pakistanis, Mexicans, mm-hmm. they're contributing to our society. They're living, you know, they're free, they're prospering, and, you know, more power to them. You know, I don't care what your race is. But if we allow any group of people to just come in here, as John rightfully said in this case, I don't agree with everything he said, but as he rightfully said, in droves, just unchecked,
mm-hmm.
they will change our culture. And we have a right to not do that. Now, I'm not in favor of the ID Act where, you know, in Arizona, you know, they can stop anybody and make them present their papers. I don't think that's right at all. But I'm totally in favor of them protecting the borders, you know, and yeah. making sure that only enough people who can assimilate into our society can move in. I don't think there's
Let me point this out to you, that I was talking to Brooke at the break. I was like, you know, tomorrow there, you know, there's both an anti SB 1070 march as well as a pro SB 1070 rally. Okay. And we're going to go to both. And that's the whole thing, that we want to educate both sides to what is really going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm anti SB 1070 only because it's not an anti-immigration bill, as far as I'm concerned. It's an anti-Bill of Rights bill.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, the place to stop illegal immigration is at the borders. Now, you know, right. Brooke was right about this. You know, they're taking up our prisons. Well, a lot of reasons why they're in our prisons is because they've been arrested for not having the proper papers. So,
well, how do you feel, Brooke?
Well, you know, like I said, this is my house, so I say they can come. But if my friend here says that this is his house, too, and he doesn't want them here, that's fine. I'll compromise on that. But there's no need to go kicking these people out who have been allowed to live here for years and years and years. Why would you punish them when it was the American people's fault and the government's fault that this legislation was not being enacted before? I just think you're ripping apart mothers and children, because their children are born here. Their children are not forced to leave, but the parents are. You're ripping families apart with this new bill or this new law.
Right. And what I think is funny, Joe, is that, you know, people, the bill here was all Republicans, okay, in Arizona. But then the comprehensive the immigration reform in the House right now that they're trying to push through is all the Democrats. And that comes with the Real ID Act as well. So
that's just it. They're slipping, and Ernie talks about this, the Real ID Act. You know, you think about this. The government does not want to defend the borders, but they're willing to make check people's papers inside this country. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they want to take, they want more control over everybody.
Right. That's the Hegelian dialectic. You know, that's what they wanted. They wanted everybody to have a biometric ID, so they used this opportunity that they've divided us, allowed all the Mexicans to come in, using the Hegelian dialectic, knowing that there was going to be a reaction to it by the people. They were going to be pissed off when they collapsed the society and there was nothing. And then, all of a sudden, they come in with the solution. Oh, we'll fix the problem. Let's give everybody a real ID.
Yeah, and as far as what Brooke said, you know, if I'm against the SB 1070, but if somebody gets arrested, if an illegal gets arrested for a real crime, okay, I'm not talking about some nonsense, you know, where they're pulled over for so-called probable cause. I mean, a real criminal act they commit and they're charged, you know, with some type of felony or whatever, I say then, yeah, boot them out. You know, I mean, they committed a crime. They're not supposed to be here. That's one thing. But to just, pull people over randomly, because their skin happens to be darker than a certain tone. No, that's absurd.
Well, I tell you what, thank you for the call, Joe. We're almost out of time, brother. And I always love you and calling into the show, and you're always welcome. I want to let Brooke go to answer your assertion, then we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky.
Just one more thing, real quick. I don't like that people keep calling them illegal aliens. That's such a mean, harsh, alien. That's like weird
alien.
And creepy.
It's extraterrestrial. It means they're not the same as us.
It means you're supposed to be afraid of them, and they might try to like take over your country one day. They're humans, and they're just a different type of human. We should treat them all equally.
Thank you. We're going to Mike in Kentucky. Thank you so much for waiting, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, as you guys know, lawyers speak with a different language or tone or definition for a lot of what us lay people will use as a term, be it person or whatever. And there's a couple of legal concepts that people need to educate themselves on, one of which is consent by acquiescence or by your silence. You accept it. And George Washington's Mount Vernon just returned a copy of a book that he checked out from the New York Library, I think, in the 1780s, called The Laws of Nations. Everybody needs to study that. And the idea that we stole the land from anybody the one tribe in this country that could say that we stole their land would be the Cherokee. The Cherokee had their own abodes. They tilled the soil. They had a defined homeland. And before our Articles of Confederation, they had a constitution and a written language. Under the laws of nations and the international law, if you are a Aboriginal, and you may not agree with this, but that's the way it operates. If you're an Aboriginal vagabond, person that roams around and
like the Bedouin or something. You're talking about.
You have no claim to any particular plot of land. But if you have a domicile, if you have a specific home that you go to every season and you till the soil during the growing season, then you have a claim to the land. We still have laws in the books right now.
That's personal property.
Even if your farm has been foreclosed on by a bank, we still have laws in the books today that you cannot kick a farmer off his land until his crop comes in.
But they do. They kick them out. They've kicked out the Indians. Well, they pushed them into corners and made them poor. And
they don't have enough. They don't have good enough dream team lawyers because
nasty.
Those laws are still on the books. If you have your tomatoes in the ground, they cannot kick you off the land.
Ideally.
That's the law. They're violating the law, and we live in a land of biggest pirate wins, basically. But the biggest pirate with the best lawyers that tends to win.
That's RP 4409 Shelton. That's his line. They're all
love
pirates.
Him. Check him out on YouTube.
Anyway, the laws of nations is what, and the manifest destiny, of course, the idea that this was the new Zion, and we were God's people when we came into this country. A lot of, the manifest destiny was Monroe capitalizing on the idea that we were, and we do so show the signs of God's blessings. We've got the cattle. We've got, we've made the desert bloom too, beyond, before Israel.
Wait, are you justifying what we did to these people?
I'm saying that they justified it that way, and the laws of nations is written that way to where all of the countries of the earth operate that way. If you're a vagabond gypsy and you if you're a tribe of Native Americans that follows around the buffalo and runs them off a cliff, and that's how you make your, that's how you eat, then you don't have a claim to any specific plot of land. And the rest of the world operates that if you dwell in a certain place and you till the soil under the curse of Adam, obviously it's biblically based if you go back far enough, then you are claiming that land. You have a claim to it. It's your homeland.
But wait a second.
Hey, thank you, Mike. We only have a minute left, so I appreciate the call, brother. I'm going to let Brooke finish in the time we got left. That was excellent points, brother. Thank you.
I'm a gypsy, so I guess he's saying that I have no rights in this country, too. I don't live anywhere in particular. I'm on the road. I've been on the road for 2.5 years.
That's true.
So, but I should have rights. Everyone should.
I hear you. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Y'all can check me out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/simplyseekingfreedom.
And when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to let you figure out how you can get in touch with Brooke, whether you agree with her or not. She's working hard against the New World Order. We'll be right back in just a minute for the final segment. Thank you.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. The revolution continues to meet Jet Lacey. This has been way even better than I thought it was going to be. Thank you so much to Dan, John Stadmiller, Carol, Joe, Mike, everybody that called in today. I just think it was just fantastic. And if you want to look at what Brooke Kelly's about, on the listing for today's show on Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, you can take a look at it. And there's also a chip-in link there. If you want to throw her a couple bucks, this is a girl that is just working on donations and living on a shoestring, you know, staying on people's couches because she is so devoted to fighting the New World Order and for everybody's rights. So, you know, she didn't really want me to bring it up, but I don't care. If you want to throw her a couple bucks, go to the Freedoms Phoenix website and pitch in a little bit. It'd be greatly appreciated, and just know that every dollar of that goes to her living expenses to try to fight the New World Order. So I want you to, in the last few minutes that we have, Brooke, please give everybody how to get in contact with you. I put links to certain things on the listing already today, so if you don't get a chance to write it down, there are other ways to get in touch with her that I did put on the listing on Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, under the listing for today's show, Declare Your Independence. So please tell us what's up with you, Brooke.
The easiest way to stay in touch is Facebook. I'm almost maxed out on friends, but it can take a couple more.
Not everybody's on Facebook, so.
Right. Well, I have a website. It's called simplyseekingfreedom.com. And on Facebook, it's /simplyseekingfreedom. So it goes to the same place. But yeah, I'm traveling around. Like we said earlier, I got stranded here. I wasn't even trying to come to Phoenix, although I do love you, Jet. I'm here. I feel like there's a real purpose and a real reason why everything happens. So I'm just trying to go with the flow of it. And but I am hoping to get some type of vehicle, even if it's just a little junker, just to get my way the rest of the way around the country. Because I'm actually trying. I'm headed out to LA first to do some We Are Change esque activism. But then I'm headed out to New Hampshire for the Free State Projects Pork Fest, P-O-R-C, Porcupine Freedom Festival. And if anybody wants to look that up, it's an awesome, it's a little community, a makeshift community for 4 or 5 days of liberty-minded people coming together, working towards solutions. There's like free music and free alcohol and there's food. It's a lot of fun and we get a lot done. You know, they're hardcore activists out there. They don't just talk about freedom. They actually live free.
And they're trying to get people to move to New Hampshire in order to make a difference in their local areas and in their state governments. Because as the federal government collapses, we are going to have to rely on ourselves. And that means we're going to have to rely on each other.
Right, and that's what the beauty of what happened. I mean, when they said Free State Project, I'm like, bad idea. I mean, they could just drop a bomb on the state, you know, like, yeah. And there goes all the activists. But what happened was a real awesome community was built up there. I feel so at home there in a place that I would never feel at home. So I hope everybody can at least look it up, check it out, and if not this year, maybe sign up to move there.
I offered actually to pay for my buddy. He's kind of going through a rough time, and he lives in New Hampshire, and he never responded to me about it. I was like, I'll pay for your way to get in there, whatever. You know, I think that it would do you a world of good to go to Pork Fest because I can't go because I am from that neck of the woods, even though I'm glad I'm not there, you know, because it's cold up there.
It's nice now.
Thank you so much for coming on the show with me. This is a beautiful surprise. I'm so glad that I got a chance to hang out with you again.
Thank you.
On the air and off the air. And we will be back. You're stuck with me Monday. The revolution continues with Jet Lacy is going to invade Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Special edition on Monday because Ernest is still in St. Louis, and we'll find out whether he's going to be the national chairman of the Libertarian Party.